Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of 5-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 5-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 5-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 5-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Hi, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Join the show at 888-808-1019. We talked a little bit about Aaron Glenn and his press conference yesterday with Jerry Recco. I'm sure he's going to end up playing more of that coming up in his update. But I know that he got advice from Bill Parcells coming into this thing. And I'm sure Bill told him, listen, you got to take control of this. You can't let the media do what they're doing. You got to be the man and all of these things. But not everybody can be Bill Parcells. Not everybody, by the way, not everything that worked 2 decades ago can work now. So I understand why he might think this is a good idea to do this, but it's not. It really isn't. And I think it creates stories that don't need to be created. I think it, you know, when you are someone who is covering a team, you're supposed to be, you know, totally objective about if you're a journalist. We are not. We are guys who we talk crap or talk show hosts, different thing. You're covering a team. You're a beat writer. You know, you're someone who's supposed to be, you know, putting the information out there and everything else. But a lot of these guys now also do opinion pieces. And there's things that other things that come with the job because of the ever-changing landscape of media. So what you're doing by antagonizing this group of people is creating more noise outside of the building that you don't need because these guys don't like you because you're being disrespectful. So for the people that say it's funny and it doesn't matter and all of that, like, you have to be winning to act like that. Because if you're not, it's just going to be like, if these guys, I can guarantee you, I'm not going to say all of them, but there's at least some of those guys that would love to see the Jets lose 55-0 on Thursday and just have sit there and be like, oh, so are you going to tell us about the quarterback today, Aaron? What happened there? 55-0. They're just going to love that because he started it. They didn't.
I mean, you're correct in everything you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you, especially in this day and age. You know, when you said you can't do it that way anymore because of where, you know, the time we're living in and the things we're dealing with, which is social media. So everybody has got a point of view. Every fan group has a point of view. Every fan loves to get out in front of the camera and the microphone and talk about their team, and they have passion about their team, and they know their team better sometimes than I think the coaches do. But just to put myself in Aaron Glenn's shoes for 1 second, when I was here as the quarterback of the Jets, and I'll never forget, love Mark Canizaro, love Rich Smitty, but I got along really good with those guys, Paul Nadell or Needle, I think, with Nadell, I think, whatever. I got along with them, you know, when things were going good, everything was great. And I'll never forget the first time that I realized that I think the post editors were asking, I think it was Mark Canizaro, to actually put in the paper.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
A report card for the team.
Yeah, the grades.
The grades, his team. And I'll never forget that one game he gave me an F, I think, for something, which I probably deserved, I would imagine.
Yeah.
No idea. But he came to my locker, and I said, I didn't want to talk to him. I said, I thought you were a beat writer. I didn't realize that you now are, you know, going to be a columnist and you're going to take shots at us, because we were told as NFL players that we have to deal with the beat writers and that there's a difference between the Mark Canizaros of the world and, say, the Mike Lupicas of the world.
Yeah.
The Mike Lupicas of the world may show up once every 3 weeks. If things are going really bad and he has a byline and he needs to do something and he's got to just absolutely go scorched earth on the team or a player, he will. Or the opposite, like a Steve Serby. It could be the complete opposite. If something's really good, then they'll show up and they'll go talk to Matthew Schaefer and ask 5 questions or 10 questions because that's the flavor of the month. And let's cover something positive. So we were always told there was a difference. There's no longer a difference anymore.
Yeah.
Because of social media and because of the requirements that those beat writers have from their editors.
Now, remember, we were just talking about Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, what people are saying, and how you brought up the comparison of, and it's not apples to apples totally, but it makes sense, the comparison of, you know, Luka going to the Lakers and how that's working out. Nico Harrison gets fired. And then all these Joe Shane things where Daniel Jones is here doing this, Saquon Barkley is here doing this, Xavier McKinney. So people talk about that.
Oh, and yeah.
People hear that. And ownership tends to read these things and they look at these things. Who writes those things? The assembled media that is generally at the press conferences. So if you are someone who wants to get the benefit of the doubt from the guys that are writing these things about you, and you are someone that is like, you know, working with the media, you show them, I'm working hard, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, this is the reason why I'm doing these things, maybe they won't write that article at the end of the year that says that this guy is a clueless D-bag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe they won't do that. And you've got an owner of the Jets who clearly listens to everything that's going on.
And the Giants.
Well, yes, but even more so, I think, with the Jets.
I think they all listen. I think every single one of these organizations want to hear what the fans have to say. Now, most of it tends to be negative here, unless one of these teams goes on an unexpected run, like a Super Bowl run like the Giants did, or a World Series run, or, you know, that the Yankees have done many times, or even an NHL Stanley Cup run. You know, it was interesting. Towards the end of my career, I got so tired of getting like the D's and the C's for my grades as the quarterback at the Jets late on in my career that I had to do something to get back at Mark Canizaro. Now, how was I going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
I really couldn't blow up on him because then obviously I'm I'm kind of leaning into what they're talking about, and I'm not showing poise or grace or any of that other crap that everybody wants you to show. So there was a point where I got really annoyed. So I ended up getting him a book that was written by Strunk and White called The Elements of Style. I handed him the book. I said, here, you need this.
that's a fun thing to do.
Yeah,
though,
it is a fun thing to do. And you laugh about it all these years later. And you realize that the intensity is real, man. I'm telling you, just from the coaches and player standpoint, the intensity is real. And they feel it. They feel the negativity. They also feel, you know, guys like Phil Simms now go wherever he goes, everybody loves him.
Mm-hmm.
A couple Super Bowl wins, Super Bowl MVP. Man, you're loved. But before that, he was like in the ire of the eyes of the Giant fan.
Absolutely. I mean,
he too went through a lot of injuries and benchings and all this other crap before he ended up living through it. Could you imagine if it were today? Would anybody have had the patience to keep him?
Probably not. I would say, yeah, most likely not. And you're right. The pressure and the intensity is real. It's one of all the money that's involved and the coverage and the pressure. So that's why I say, why are you making it harder on yourself? You don't need to do this. Don't make it harder on yourself than it already is. And as I mentioned before, if I were a coach and I was one of my main goals was to keep everything in-house, I would be upset about the fact that that injury got out before I talked about it. But I would not be upset with Rich Cimini, and I wouldn't be calling him out, and I wouldn't be punishing the other media members about it. I would try to find out where it came from, and I'd reiterate again in the building that we're not doing that type of stuff.
It's also just simpler to say, you know, no, we have no updates on Garrett Wilson at the moment. You know, we'll just wait. It's a day-by-day situation, and, you know, at this moment, it's day-by-day. Right. And I would even – and that would be it. That's all I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, it almost reminded me, like back in, like, the – I don't know, like the – you know, you've been married for 10 years now. Nothing matters anymore, right? But, like, back at, like, the dating stage, right? And if I were to say something like if I were to come home while we're dating and be like, you know, what was really funny is that Sarah, you know, she's funny, you know, just something like innocuous like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And then
that wouldn't go over well.
Right. Just something innocuous and be like, oh, what are we having for dinner? I don't know. What does Sarah make it? You know, it would be like that. But like, what do you mean? I'm not, what? It's like, I'm going to go over to get something at CVS. You want to come? Oh, I don't know. But does Sarah go to CVS? Because I like Walgreens better. But, you know, like, it would be like, it's almost like that's what he was doing yesterday, right? And then, and the people, like, and like, I would be, what are you talking about? I'm living here with you. I just made an innocuous comment. Like, if I were one of the Jets media members, I would be like, what are we, why am I getting this right now?
You know, that is funny when you put it in that context. I could just imagine. If you were sitting behind Aaron Glenn or standing behind him,
yeah,
and you could watch the faces of the assembled media.
why am I getting punished for this? I mean, Rich Cimini just reported something, and then you're yelling at him, and you're punishing me for it.
Damn, I knew he was intense as a player. I didn't realize how intense he was going to be as a coach.
Yeah, I mean,
holy crap.
I mean, intensity is one thing, but, like, direct it in the right direction. Let's go to Dan in West Orange. What's going on, Dan?
What's up, boys? Happy hump day.
Yeah, man. What's up?
All right. So I got to tell you a funny story. My son goes to IU, and this is why I think that I'm a good parent, okay? Because he's having a blast out there. I got to see the football game, and Fernando Mendoza, I think, is an amazing quarterback. And I was rooting for the Jets to lose the season to get this kid. So on Sunday, I'm rooting for the Jets to lose. I'm talking to my son, and I say, they need to lose because we want him. And my son says to me, he goes, no, you don't. The Jets will ruin him. He needs to go somewhere else because the Jets administration is terrible. So he's really rooting for the Jets to win just so they don't get this kid. I think he's a great quarterback. I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm so proud that he said that to me.
Yeah, I understand. And listen, there's a lot of that Jet fan delusion, or it's not even delusion. It's over the years, it's just built up where nothing's going to work out no matter what, the Joe Beningo syndrome, I suppose. But I mean, you can't operate in that world if you're one of the new guys that are here. You just can't.
Yeah, when you're a new guy here, you're not thinking about the old guys that were here. You're really not trying to focus too much on the negative history that is, especially the recent history. So you got to just keep – it's shots on goal, man. It's the same thing when it comes to hiring a coach. It's a little legitimately. You just got to keep going and going and going until you find the right guy. I mean, like, you can't say fire guy, and then when they go hire a guy, say, I can't believe this team's got to hire another coach, and they're probably going to make the wrong decision anyway.
Right, right.
I mean, the reality is you just got to keep going at it, and you can't stop. And you got to hopefully that you're going to hit on one of these guys.
I also think that, you know, personality is a big part of these things. And Sam Darnold was too young and not ready. Zach Wilson did not have the New York personality. And that's what I was worried about with Jack.
He felt even younger than Sam.
Right. I know. He really did. Well, he looked that way.
Well, he came out of you know, BYU. What do you expect? I mean, like, he was in a bubble out there.
So that's what I was worried about with Jackson Dart, but not accounting for as much, you know, him leaving there and doing the things he did.
Well, he went to USC and Ole Miss. Right. So he got around. And Ole Miss, you're playing in SEC football, man.
Sure. And that's something that instead of focusing on where he went to high school, which is the same place as Zach Wilson, I should have focused more on that. But you could tell immediately that the guy had the right personality. Even said it before the season started. I said, listen, I called the guy a pudgy clapper, but he kind of looks the part more than these other guys have. And that was when Russell Wilson was still starting, because he's doing the stuff on social media with Cam Scataboo. He's over there. He's intense. He just has a look about him. So the Jets' next guy has to be someone who can handle it. And not someone, by the way, also like Caleb Williams, who didn't want to go to the Bears and was apparently trying to get to the Minnesota Vikings somehow. I don't want that guy either. I want a guy who's got the personality to do it, who wants to be here. And if you don't, then fine. Then go be a superstar for somewhere else, because it's not going to work here if you don't have that right mindset.
Yeah, I think if you had a guess right now, and it's hard to say, because and you've pointed this out a number of times, the closer we get to the draft, the better we'll have an understanding of how the NFL sees these projected quarterbacks that are coming out in this draft. And one guy that, you know, and I brought up Fernando Mendoza, what was it, about a month ago now?
Yeah, yeah.
The other guy that now is climbing the draft boards as we speak is the quarterback from Alabama, Ty Simpson. So that kid is now all of a sudden starting to be the apple of many people's eyes.
Hmm.
So he's going to be one. The kid at Ohio State's going to be one. Kid at Oregon kid is too young and he hasn't played a lot of games. Like he needs to stay in school, I think. And then the kid at South Carolina. So I just thought, we don't know who's going to be this top end quarterback. I mean, you could see it. And Mendoza had an incredible game against Penn State and an incredible comeback. There's no question about that. And those are the things that Heisman trophies are won on. There's no, and I think Gus Johnson was right.
Yeah, right. Give him the Heisman right now.
Yeah.
Dean, Staten Island. What's going on, Dean?
Hey, guys. Great show. Listen, I have a real good, I mean, I'm thinking about this whole thing with the Jets. Have you ever noticed in the last year is they've never hired a head coach? They've always been hiring a coordinator. Could that be a problem? I mean, do you think maybe these coordinators can't get the message across? Well, they don't have the experience.
And by the way, it's the same thing about the GM.
Sure.
It's always the first time GM, it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants have, well, they didn't do it with Gettleman. I mean, they did it with Joe Shane. But they've been hired a bunch of coordinators as well. I mean, we said it as soon as Rob Sala was fired, that the next guy had to come in here had to have experience. But they didn't go in that direction. So, yeah, there is something to that. Of course there is.
I know who could build around a young quarterback. Joe Douglas.
Yeah, right. I mean, he had a better draft record than Joe Shane, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Well, I guess,
the exception of, of course, Zach Wilson was a big miss.
It was a huge miss. And then Mekhi Becton, too. But I guess
they all have misses. Every team has misses. We always focus on the Jets and the Giants. You know how many guys are, never actually lived up to their draft status?
Yeah, I know.
There's a ton of them.
And generally those guys, who pick them don't stick around.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really? Really?